Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
So down here in, what do you call this, Penny Lane, I guess?
Yeah.
At the Blue Seas Protection Gazebo, I was going to say tech gazebo, here with, I'm going to call you Captain Gary because of the hat. You're wearing a captain's hat.
I'm a captain.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are at the Isle of Wight Festival 2025. Yeah. Let's rock on.
So you're here, Blue Seas Protection. Tell us a little bit about the cause, if that's all right.
Yeah, Blue Seas Protection was founded in 1980 with my father and I. We donated a ship to Greenpeace after they lost their other ship to the French government, who blew her up. We said to the French government, we're now Blue Seas Protection, you know, try and blow us up. Explosives is our game, and diving, so it seemed pretty fitting. And the French government actually hired us just months before. So here we are 50 years later, after a lifetime of diving and marine conservation. I'm very proud to say that our patrons, Joanna Lumley and Brian May of Queen, support our organisation and our aims. And also Mr. John Giddens of the Isle of Wight Festival, who we're very thankful for allowing us to attend here and get our message out to like 800,000 people on site. And I think we do that pretty well. We cover all aspects of marine conservation, and we have key aims that are the protection of dolphins, and particularly where they're hunted for blood sport just north of the UK. Most people think this happens in Asia or other countries that are thousands of miles away, but actually it happens on our doorstep, just north of Scotland. Is the biggest killers of dolphins for blood sport. And we fight passionately against that.
So what message are you aiming to get out to festival patrons who are passing by this weekend?
We're making awareness of the plight of the oceans. 80%, in the last 100 years, 80% of the world's fish stock has been taken. In the last hundred years, it's taken millions of years for the oceans to populate. But in the last 100 years, since the industrial age of steam and the internal combustion engine, 80% of that world fish stock has been taken. And most of that 80% has been taken in the last 50 years. And the graph is going up with the new super trawlers that are fishing the oceans today. We're looking at empty oceans by 2050.
So this is, I guess, a drive to say no more blood sports. Obviously, I mean, that's an obvious thing to say, really, isn't it? But, you know, stop killing the oceans. Wildlife is dying.
Yeah.
And it's an attempt to repopulate the place which has populated for millions of years.
Yeah. We launched a petition like 2 years ago to the government on their own government site, which gathered 104,000 signatures in 3 months. That forced the government to have a debate on the protection for marine mammals. And I'm proud to say that it was our cause, our charity, that did that. I wrote the petitions, and it was very successful. So now we have great protection by the UK government. However, on the same breath, our UK government have a trade deal with the Faroe Islands, the biggest killer of dolphins in the world. And I say it doesn't mix. You know, I want the UK government to say to the Faroes people, which is half the population of the Isle of Wight, to say, hey, unless you stop the dolphin killing, which is no longer a tradition. It was once a tradition to capture a dolphin or a whale to feed the local people, and that was done with a wooden rowing boat. Today, when dolphins are spotted, they're given their latitude and longitude satellite position 50 jet skis leave the harbour, they go out, they surround the pod, they corral the pod back to the beach, where they're hacked to death for blood sport. Not to eat, just blood sport. And I think that the UK citizens, or everybody that we speak to, hundreds of thousands of people, they don't want that happening. And the government need to wake up, and do something about it. And it's our job to make it happen.
Wonderful. Well, I'll leave you there. Thank you very much, Captain Gary. I'll leave you to enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.